This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. SIU Carbondale Director of Athletics Tim Leonard updated the Board of Trustees yesterday on the challenges of the current landscape of intercollegiate athletics. Leonard said it's become professional athletics with the paying of athletes. He said it's moved schools away from their core missions.
And that is to prepare young people through athletics and through competition for life. Right? That is still the core of our mission. Sometimes it's hard to remember that and keep that focused when you start paying young people and you look at it with a totally different lens, because now you're looking at it through what's your productivity? What are you doing to get us wins?
Leonard said it's almost a hopeless situation with the NCAA appearing unable to do anything about it.
Now we're paying guys an exorbitant amount of money, and it's a challenge. It really is. And I don't know how we're going to fix this right now, because in fairness to the NCAA, every time we try to put a policy in place, they lose in court. So I don't know how we're going to fix it.
On a brighter note, Leonard said Saluki Athletics are doing well in the classroom. He said the school's academic progress rate and graduation success rate both are good enough to qualify for the NCAA's academic-based revenue distribution rewards. More than 60 online casino and online sweepstakes gaming platforms in Illinois have received cease and desist letters. The Illinois Gaming Board, in coordination with the Illinois Attorney General's office, issued the letters, which demand that entities allegedly operating online casinos or sweepstakes platforms immediately block Illinois residents from accessing their internet sites or discontinue offering prizes to Illinois users. Operators who fail to comply may be subject to civil or criminal penalties under Illinois law. Offering games of chance that award money or other items of value via the internet violates Illinois criminal law. Illinois law allows legal gambling only for licensed riverboat casinos, land-based casinos holding an owner's license, racetracks with organizational gaming licenses, sports books licensed under the Sports Wagering Act, and video gaming licensees licensed under the Video Gaming Act. Illinois prohibits the operation of internet sites that allow gambling.